Guys, it's officially 2023, and this is wild. I feel like the last year completely flew by. So welcome to the first episode of 2023. We're going to be talking about how to use bonuses to ignite your launches and make them even more powerful, make it easier to get students signed up, and really take your launches, your courses to the next level. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Beauty Brand Launchpad. I'm your host, Mark Kaiser, aka Mr. Mags, and here we're diving deep with tangible tips, tricks, and mindsets to take your beauty business to the next level so you can stop trading your time for money and start building your future. Because I truly believe that once you've equipped yourself with the knowledge of what's possible for your beauty brand and the steps of how to get there, it's just a matter of finding the path that best aligns with you. So come join me as we go through this journey together and have this be the launchpad for the beauty business of your dreams. So let's talk about bonuses, because this is a crucial aspect in my mind when it comes to creating a successful online course, because it's a great way for you to add more value to your courses, to beef up the perceived value of your courses. So it makes it that much more irresistible and it gets people excited to sign up for your course, because our job as course creators is just to be problem solvers. First and foremost, our job is to solve our audience's problems. And so when you're approaching your courses and your bonuses to go along with your courses, we need to be thinking about, okay, what is my audience struggling with at this exact moment? They're at this point in their journey, they're feeling this way, they're frustrated with this, they're struggling to get this figured out, they're lost and confused when it comes to these things. And so how can I uniquely solve that problem for them and make it easier for them so they can get past those hurdles and see the success and the transformation that they're looking for, right? Like, that's our job ultimately as a course creator. And the way that we use bonuses is a way for them to get results faster or to just make our course offer even sexier. And the reason why I think bonuses are so important, just to kind of take a step back here, is that the online space in the beauty industry is becoming way more saturated. And this is a good thing. Like, I think this is a good thing because once online courses become more of a standard, and people are used to taking online courses and getting great results with online courses, then it just brings the whole industry up as a whole, and it makes it the whole industry up as a whole. It brings everyone up together. Let's just say that. And when it brings up the whole industry, it means that it's going to be easier for you to sell an online course. There's less resistance when it comes to online learning, because up until this point, the majority of trainings and programs where they were all in person. They're, you know, 1 day, 2 day, 3 day in-person workshops or boot camps or trainings. And so it's switching how we are consuming and how we're learning. And that can be a little bit of a transition. And I think 2020 obviously sped that up with, you know, things happening on Zoom and us being locked down, which was stupid, but we're not going to go into that. that's for another tangent that it's not for that this episode. Let's just say that. And so things definitely became more normalized. Like in 2018, when we first launched our lash course, our volume lash course for Maggie, it was blasphemy having an online course. Like, learning online how to do lashes, like, that's impossible. You need hands-on, you need, you know, this and that. And we proved that theory, that thought process wrong. Like, we helped evolve the industry, but it was kind of painful and a little scary at first. But over time, people started getting results, you know, and now it's becoming the standard. And more people are getting into online courses because they see the value in it. The idea of not having to travel or set up, you know, these in-person trainings where you can only take a handful of people at a time, you're constantly repeating yourself. Like, there's so much that goes into these in-person trainings. They're great. I have nothing against in-person trainings, but I'm coming from the spot of, let's leverage your time, your experience, and your expertise. Let's leverage that so you can get your students amazing results, but you don't have to constantly be repeating yourself. And we can automate the process so you can stop trading your time for money, because that's ultimately what we're looking for. No, I'm not saying this is a passive income kind of thing. It's not some, you know, get rich quick. It's not like you can just set it once and forget it. Like, yeah, you can get to that point eventually where it's pretty passive, but, you know, you're still going to show up. You're still going to have to, you know, cultivate the brand. You're still going to have to do things on social media. You're still going to have to support your students. Like, yes, but there are so many things in the business that you can automate, and that's what makes it really appealing. And people are catching on to that. And because they're catching on to that, it's making it more difficult for us to stand out. You know, compared to us in 2018, the fact that we just had an online course, that was our competitive advantage. And so it was, we sold it super easy. Yeah, the quality was amazing. We got amazing results for our students. But just the fact that we had an online course, no one else did. So the competition was low. You're seeing that with even products too, right? You look at these, especially like, obviously my background is more lash related because of my wife, and that's the industry that she's in. But you look at these lash brands, who were selling the eyelashes, the tweezers, the adhesive, all these different products. The ones that really got in the game in like 2012, 2013, around that time, like the early 2010s, they were just successful kind of by default, just because they had, you know, the products. Sure, they had to figure out all the manufacturing and working with their suppliers to make sure the quality was good. And like, that was a challenge in itself. But from a marketing standpoint, they were just kind of, they're going to be successful out the gate because there weren't really any options to choose from. And a lot of these companies blew up really fast. But now you look at that, you know, these new brands trying to make a name for themselves, and they're using the same tactics that these brands did in 2010. And they're wondering why they're not being successful. Well, just because it worked back then doesn't mean it's going to work now, because market saturation is happening and there's so many options to choose from and there's more established brands that you're competing up with. And so that's why we want to use whatever we can, whatever we have at our disposal, to make our offers more sexy. And that's why we incorporate bonuses, because if you look at it apples to apples, you're probably teaching something pretty similar to someone else. And so as someone who's looking to sign up for a course, and they're looking to learn and fix this problem that they have and have the transformation, and they've got options to choose from. And so when they're looking at someone else's course compared to yours, like, what differentiates? We'll stick with that. What sets you apart from the other person, right? If you're teaching basically the same thing, then we need to set yourself apart. And one of the best ways you can do that, outside of your messaging and understanding your ideal audience and how you position your course, well, I guess this kind of goes into positioning, you know, talking about bonuses. But yeah, having some bonuses to beef up the value of your offer makes your course stand out compared to the other one. Because they're like, oh, well, with that person's course, I only get to learn the technique or like this business aspect. But with your course, I learn those same exact things. Plus I get this, plus I get these templates, plus I get, you know, Instagram branding and TikTok and this and that, right? And like, it's a more complete offering. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about how you can use your bonuses to really ignite your launches and take them to the next level. So really, one of the best ways that I found to structure bonuses is one of two ways. The first is having them overcome some sort of objection that your students may be having as to why they can't be successful with their course, whether it's something about them and their current situation, or something about outside of them, like their environment or their competition or whatever else, or outside of objections, it could just be something that's sexy and exciting, something like, hey, here's how to get more TikTok followers, or here's how to improve your Instagram, or, you know, whatever else. Like, you know, like, think about what your audience gets them excited. You know, it could be like, for example, one of the bonuses that we had for Maggie's course, her volume lash course, is that we had her volume black book, is what we called it. And it was just a list of her favorite products, where to find them, and then also exclusive discounts that only they could get for students of 30 Days to Better Volume Lashes. And so it was a great bonus because, you know, it was able to cultivate these relationships with these different brands, and, you know, they got a benefit from it. You also got a benefit from it, and the students got a benefit from it. So it was like a win-win-win. And it was, and so things like that, things that makes your students' life easier so they can get to the finish line faster. Because with her students, for example, they're trying to master volume, and it makes things way easier when it comes to volume, if you have the right tools, right? If you're fighting with your tools the whole time, then it's going to be really hard for you to be successful, and you're going to get frustrated and you're going to want to give up. So here's a list of all my favorite tools, where to get them, and exclusive discounts. Can you see how that is way more appealing? Because you're helping them solve the problem. So you're either overcoming an objection, or you're helping them get to the finish line there quickly. So, you know, it could be templates. You know, do you have like contracts that your clients need to fill out if you're teaching like a technique? You know, are there like intake forms? That's the word that I'm looking for. Yeah. Do you have forms that, you know, you could give them as a template and it's just they fill in their information and it's all ready for them to go? Can you give them, you know, social media prompts to help them attract more of their clients? Like, be thinking of that depending on whatever you're teaching. Be thinking of like, what things are going to make it easier for them to be successful? What things are they going to be dragging their feet on? Be like, ugh, and then I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to figure out that. Like, if you can simplify the process for them, then your bonuses are going to be way more appealing and it's going to be way easier for you to attract more people and get them excited to buy. Like, some of the best bonuses, honestly, are the ones that they want to buy the course just for the bonuses, right? Or like a specific bonus. They're like, okay, I'll pay the price of the course just so I can get access to that bonus. Like, if you've done that, then you've created a really sexy, good bonus. And so let's talk about overcoming objections real quick and how we structure bonuses around that. And really, like, objections come down to internal objections and external objections. And internal objections are what your student, your potential student, feels about themselves and why they can't be successful. And so an objection might be like, for example, let's just use my course that I teach, which is Online Beauty Empire, which is all about how to create and launch your first online course. And so they may be thinking like, okay, that's great, but I don't even know how to film my course. Like, I don't know how to film it. I don't know how to edit it. Like, I'm not techie. So I provided a mini course called Beauty Video Academy where it shows them how to film and edit their course with just their phone, make it super professional, high quality, so they don't have to spend thousands on hiring a videographer that knows nothing about the beauty industry or online courses, most likely, or them spending thousands of dollars buying, you know, all this fancy camera gear and lighting and mics and everything else like that. I show them how to do it for $150 or less with the phone that they already have, right? And so I'm overcoming an objection. They're like, okay, I've got that figured out. I know how to film my course. And then and then they might be thinking, let's see, I'm trying to think of like the bonuses that I have. And so then I have one called my Brand Builder Masterclass. And that's all about how to establish yourself as an expert, right? Because a lot of times you might be coming into this thinking like, oh, I don't have a big following. Like, can I really be successful with these online courses? And so with the Brand Builder Masterclass, it basically lets them know like, no, you don't need a big following. You just need a good core group of people to buy your products. You don't need tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers to be successful with your online courses. So here's how you can attract your ideal audience in my Brand Builder Masterclass, where we show you the types of posts, how to structure your content so you're speaking to them and gets them excited to want to work with you, and you establish yourself as the go-to authority in your niche. And so that's a great bonus because, one, my audience loves Instagram. They built their entire business basically off of Instagram, so they're comfortable with it, but they might be pivoting and transitioning into a new direction and they might not have that ideal audience. And so they're looking for ways for them to make sales through Instagram, and I teach them how to do that. And then I also teach them how to build their email list because they know that emails are important. Having an email list, they've heard over and over and over again that you need an email list to be successful. But they don't know how to build an email list or what to do with the email list once they have it. And so I go through in my first 100 leads bonus, I break down step by step like, okay, here's what you can create to get more emails. This is how you capture the emails. This is what you do once they're in your ecosystem. And here's how to make some money in the meantime, you know, while you're building it up, right? And so I'm tackling all these different things. I'm making things easier for them. Like, having an email list, that's a crucial part of running an online business. Like, if you want it to be like an actual business and not just a one-off course, you need to prioritize having an email list. You need to have different automations and structures in your business. And so we cover that. Like, I give them a sales page template where they can just drag and drop their information, their images about their course. And so they don't have to completely build their sales page and their funnel from scratch. I give them that. I give them email scripts as well. I'm like, hey, These are the emails that I use during my launch. They're super effective. They're all based around human psychology and getting people excited and getting them off the fence to actually want to sign up for your course. So use this as inspiration, and you can, you know, tweak it to what makes sense to you. And you can see how I approach things, the subject lines that I use, how I get people hooked into the emails and excited for them to move forward, right? I'm trying to come up at every single angle to overcome these objections. And so those are like internal objections. And external objections might be like, okay, it's things outside of them. So it's maybe their environment. So maybe you're teaching people how to build a clientele, or let's say not build a clientele. Let's say you're teaching them a specific technique. Like if you do lashes, you're going to teach them how to do volume. Or if you are in PMU, you're teaching them how to do brows or microblading or hair, makeup, bridal, whatever it is. Say you're teaching them how to do the technique. They're like, okay, that's great. Like, I really want to learn this technique, but how do I get clients? Like, how do I actually make money with this thing? And they might be thinking like, oh man, there's so many great artists in my area. Like, they're already established. Like, there's no way I'm going to stand up from the crowd. So that would be an objection that you could overcome, and you can show them how to stand out from the crowd, how to attract your ideal audience, and how to not worry about the competition, and how to network even. Like, one of the biggest things that Maggie did to build up her clientele when we moved from Southern Utah up to Northern Utah in the Salt Lake area is she made friends with other lash artists. And what happened is that those other lash artists, they were fully booked out. So when people would come to them, they would be like, oh, I'm fully booked, but I can refer you to someone else. And because they already had that relationship established with Maggie and they liked her and they knew that her work was good, they would send them to Maggie, right? And so like there's different things that you can do to overcome the whatever objections that your audience has. And the best way to do that is by positioning it as a bonus, as a free bonus. And right. And I guess I should have mentioned that at the start of this episode. All these bonuses are free bonuses. It's not like they're paying for these bonuses. These bonuses are just simply there as a positioning element to make your offer, your course offer, stand out from the crowd and be like, okay, you get the main course, you get the meat and potatoes, but also you get all these amazing things with it, right? Like you, it's like, okay, you're getting a steak. You're getting a steak dinner. But guess what? You're also going to get some mashed potatoes. And then you're going to get, you know, some green beans, and you're going to get some gravy, and you're going to get all these different things. And the more you hear it, you're like, oh, my mouth's watering. I really want this. And you're like, and finally, to top it off, you've had this delicious meal, but now you're like, okay, maybe I need something a little sweet. And we're going to deliver our world famous cheesecake. And once you hear that, you're like, oh, done. Like, what's the price? Like, I don't even care what it is. And so the way we position it is that, hey, once you sign up for the course, you're going to get these bonuses for free. You're going to get this for free. And then you're going to get this. You're going to get this. You're going to get this. And this is worth thousands of dollars. All these bonuses are worth thousands of dollars normally by themselves if you were to purchase them. But if you sign up today for your course name, you're going to get all these bonuses for free. See, it's a psychological thing where you're positioning it and you're making your offer seem much more irresistible and much sexier compared to your competition, like we talked about earlier. And so let's talk about another way for you to use bonuses and use them in your launches. And this is a great little hack that I've been using recently, and it's really helped out really getting people to act fast and to get them off the fence and move forward so they can start seeing results and not overthink things, I guess is a good way to put it. And this idea that I've been incorporating the past few launches is called a fast action bonus. So let me give you structure to my launch strategy so you can kind of have an idea of how I approach things. So every quarter I do a launch, and I base it around a 3-part video training series that's live. And so it's they go for about an hour, and I tackle the topic of how to create and launch your online course. And I talk about the mistakes you should avoid and, you know, the mindsets that you need to have to be successful and how you can become the online CEO. And it all kind of ties into at the end of that third training, I make an offer for them to sign up for my course if they want to dive in deeper into all the things that we have structured. So we've got the 3 trainings, and then we have the open enrollment period immediately after. And I do like a 5-day open enrollment period. So I have Sunday, which is my VIP waitlist day. So if you jump on my waitlist, you get first access on Sunday. And then Monday through Thursday night at midnight is the open enrollment period for everyone else. And so the way that I structure my bonuses is that I do what's called a fast action bonus for the people that are the VIP waitlist and also that first day on Monday. And what I say is like, hey, today only, for Sunday and Monday only, you're going to get access to my Brand Builder Masterclass that I talked about earlier. And if you want access to it, like, don't wait. I'm going to show you how to build up your Instagram following, how to know what content to post, how to speak to your ideal audience so you attract more people and you stand up from the crowd. Like, I go through this whole thing. And so I structure it as a fast action bonus. Like, this bonus is for people who take fast action. That's why it's only available for the first 2 days. And so it's like, hey, don't miss out on this bonus. It expires at midnight on Monday. And so, like, it's a great way for you to get people off the fence and be like, oh, I really want that bonus. Like, I don't want to miss out on that, right? And so you can use these bonuses as a way to entice people to get them off the fence and be like, yeah, I want to sign up. Because a lot of times when it comes down to it, people are interested in what you have to offer, but they're on the fence. And so we need to find ways for them to psychologically take that leap of faith. Because really, that's really what it comes down to when it comes to people deciding whether or not to join your course is like, okay, is this going to be worth it? Is this the best option for me? Am I going to be successful? Like, these are the questions that your audience is asking themselves. And it's your job as a marketer, as a salesperson, as the CEO of your business, it's your job to understand what questions that they're asking and what objections that they have and what hangups that they might be feeling. And you need to approach them head on and overcome those objections and be like, yeah, I totally understand what you're thinking. When I was first getting started in this, I had those exact same thoughts. And it wasn't until I realized blank that I overcame those things. And it was actually like much easier to be successful than I realized. And you can, it's all about understanding your customer. That's really what it is. And then building a relationship, building that rapport with them to be like, okay, this person has my best interest in mind. Their course sounds amazing. I know it's going to get me results. And it seems like you, the teacher, the trainer, the instructor has my best interest at mind. And they know what I need to be successful. So I'm going to take this leap of faith. That's what it comes down to. It's really this whole online course game. I call it a game because to me, it feels like a game. It's like pulling these different levers. It's pulling these different levers. It's seeing, okay, does this work? Does this strategy work? Does this connect with people? Does it not? Are people resonating with what I'm saying? What struggles are they coming up with, right? It's all these different things, but it all comes down to psychological triggers. Like what makes them tick, I guess, is the best way to put it. Like, what gets them excited? What are their pain points? What are they struggling with? What are they willing to pay? What problem do they have that is so strong with them that they're willing to pay for someone to fix it for them, to help them fix it? Or what desire that do they have where they're like, yeah, I'm all in, let's make this happen. I'm willing to pay for that as well, right? It's finding that perfect marriage of their desires of where they want to go, but also having a big enough pain point that they're willing to pay someone to get past that pain. Because there's some pains where to them, it's not worth them to fix it, right? Like for the longest time, for example, like I wanted to lose weight. I didn't like how I looked. I didn't like the extra weight that I was carrying around, but it wasn't a big enough pain point for me to stick with it consistently or to hire a personal trainer or to hire someone to meal prep for me or a nutritionist or whatever it was, right? I knew what I needed, but it still wasn't a big enough pain point for me to do something about it because I liked my crappy foods and these different things. And sure, like I would try to fix it for a little bit, but then I'd fall off the wagon. Like that's how most people are. So sometimes you could show me weight loss ads or weight loss program ads all day long, but I'm not going to spend money to actually fix anything about it because it's not a big enough pain point for me to actually fix. And so that's what you have to realize with your audience as well, is like, you might have a great course, but it's not solving a big enough pain point for your audience, for them to actually be like, yep, sign me up, right? So you have to really take a step back and not just focus so much on what do I want to teach? Like, yeah, that's important. You want to be aligned with what you teach. You want to be excited about it so you can show up consistently with it. But also you have to have a different understanding. You have to stop thinking about yourself only. You got to put yourself in other people's shoes and think about what they're struggling with and what they feel like is a big enough pain point for them to fix and pay for. Like, that's what you got to think. Like, that's the game right there, is understanding that. If you understand that and you, it's a big enough pain point and you have a unique enough solution, then you're going to stand out from the crowd. So be, if you want to make these online courses amazing, focus on that. Focus, like, get obsessed with that. Because the better you do that, the more conversations you have with your ideal audience and seeing where they're stuck, the better of a course creator you're going to be and the more money you're going to make ultimately. And then it's going to be that much easier to create your bonuses and understand where your students are getting stuck and what things they want, what things that get them excited. And then you can be successful. That's really what it comes down to. And that's why I love these bonuses. Like, I rarely launch a course or create a course without bonuses included, because I know how powerful they are. So hopefully you can take some of this information. I know it's kind of a high level thing, and it's kind of hard sometimes to wrap your brain around, but like, just be thinking, ultimately, these bonuses are all about, how do I make things easier for my students, and how do I overcome whatever objections they have on whether or not they can be successful with what I'm teaching? Base your bonuses off of that. And the better you do that, the more successful you're going to be. So guys, thanks for listening to the very first episode of 2023. I'm really excited for this upcoming year. This year is all about being consistent. I've talked about this in other episodes, and I'm going to be showing up consistently, not only on this podcast, but I'm going to be showing up consistently on social media. So if you don't follow me already on Instagram, you can follow me at Beauty Brand Launchpad, or I'm posting even more now. I'm really making a push on TikTok. So if you're a TikToker like I am, jump on over to TikTok as well. It's at Beauty Brand Launchpad on TikTok as well. And I would love to connect with you. And I'm showing up, I'm trying to provide more value. Like, that's my goal for 2023, is to show up consistently and provide as much value as I can. So you definitely want to follow me on those platforms. I'm going to be sharing a lot of great information to help you create and launch your online course and take it to six figures. That's ultimately the goal, right? I don't want this to be a one-off thing for you where you launch your course once and you're like, oh, that was cool, I made some money. I want this to be a way for you to, you know, step away from behind the chair and free up your time so you can spend that with your family and your friends and doing the things that you love and the things that matter the most to you. Like, that's my goal. That's my why with this whole thing. And that's why I got in this in the first place, is because that's exactly what happened for Maggie and I when we launched her first online course. Is like, so many opportunities opened up because we took this leap of faith and we kept going with it. And we kept fighting through the struggles and the hurdles, because I don't even know where I'd be without these online courses. Like, it completely changed the direction that we were going and what I thought was possible for Maggie and I, right? Like, you can make a lot of money with these online courses, guys. If you mastered these things and you are diligent with it and you're consistent with becoming the best, and really understanding how to market and sell yourself and your courses, if you become obsessed with it over a long enough time period, guys, I've said this 1,000 times, over a long enough time period, your success is inevitable. So double down on these skills of learning how to market, learning how to sell, learning how to build your personal brand, learning how to communicate. All these things are going to benefit you in the long run with online courses in the beauty industry, outside of the beauty industry, just in business in general. So the better that you do this, the more successful you're going to be and the more money you're going to make. So that's my little tangent, my little rant on what to look forward to in 2023. So guys, I'm going to see you next week. We're going to knock out 52 episodes minimum. I actually might have a little, we might be doing some extra podcasts here with a very special guest that you're going to love. Talking more about the mindset stuff and getting past the fear and the doubts and the imposter syndrome, and different strategies that you can implement so you can show up as your highest, most aligned, most vibrant self. So keep an eye out for that. I'm going to make some announcements here once I figure out the details. But with that being said, guys, first episode of 2023 in the books. Let's make this the best year yet, and I'll see you in the next episode. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to take a screenshot and share and tag me in your Instagram stories. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Every like, review, and share helps spread the Beauty Brand Launchpad message and is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.